518-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. His name is restoring. His name is all wonderful. Why? Because of who he is and what he has done for you and I and continue to do under what we call the dispensation of grace or this church age. My brothers and sisters, the Lord just simply shows up in our stuff. There's going to be a time when it's hard to see Jesus. Even when he's walking right beside you and I. Times when our hopes are shattered and we are left struggling to figure out what's going on in our personal business. When we pray and we cry, Jesus, where are you? And sometime we get silence in return. Am I in your neighborhood? And it is in those times that Jesus have to remind us of his word. He said, lo, I am with you. No matter what you are going through, no matter your troubles, no matter your struggles, no matter your heartache, no matter your heartbreak, the Lord is in your neighborhood. For he said, lo, I am with you always. And then, I believe in that 16th verse, we see these two disciples, for it states, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Their eyes were kept from recognizing who the Lord is. Why? Is an interesting question. Did they not recognize him? But the greater question is, why is it that you and I don't recognize him? Remember, I have shared definitively and said, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. These men were doubting. They were not ready to receive a matter. Every now and then, when we doubt, we're not ready to hear from God. There are times within our life that we pray and we doubt. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. He knows. I don't know if I have enough money to pay my bills, and I don't know if I can afford it, but he knows. Lord, I just don't see how I can make it another day, but he knows. Lord, this is more than I can bear. He knows. The Lord is simply telling us, stop worrying about tomorrow. Focus on today. We do more worrying about tomorrow. Can we make this note? I don't see it. You're not supposed to see it. Stop worrying about what you have no control. You may not even be here tomorrow. We're more concerned about whether we can pay for stuff. And we're going to leave the stuff that we're trying to pay for right here. We're more concerned about whether we can afford to do things. And then not even go to the one who owns the silver as well as the gold to provide for us. He said, stop doubting and just start believing. When you stop doubting, you will see what God can do. The Lord is concealing everything from our very eye, but the glory of God is to search out a matter in spite of the fact that some will doubt what God is doing. And when you search it out, the Lord is right there in your neighborhood. Stop focusing on stuff that's out of your control. When our thoughts, our eyes are clouded with the things of the world, we don't recognize Jesus. See, when you're not in the book, you're in the world. But when you are in the book, you recognize what the Lord is saying. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. But when my mind and my eyes are focused on the Lord, we can see the Lord clearly. I think it was one of the secular songs that said, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Johnny Nash or something like that. Might be giving you my age. Antioch, these men were so engaged in their thoughts talking about the resurrection that they did not recognize it was Jesus talking with them. How many times have you and I failed to recognize Jesus? Maybe it was that homeless man that sits on the corner at Walmart. Maybe it was someone who was in need, who was being wheeled across the street. Or maybe it was someone who asked for help and we didn't recognize him. These two men really loved the Lord, but their faith was blinded. See, you can love the Lord and still be blind. So Jesus just asks, what's happening? And I like that. In our term, we would say, what's going on? What's up? And one of them began to relate the events of life, of the life of Jesus and how he had died. And now it was the third day, and a woman had gone to the tomb and found not his body in the tomb. And I believe somewhere around that verse 23, it says, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Why did God send an angel to reveal what was concealed? What was it, Antioch, that God was trying to reveal? Was it to confirm a matter? And the disciples went and found what the woman had said, a witness confirming he is not here, he's alive. Originally, one would ask, where is he? Where did Jesus go? Because we don't see him. In verse, I think around 25, Jesus said, then he said unto them, O foolish one and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Let me just rewind that script, because it applies to us. O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Why do I wrestle with trying to understand what the Lord is revealing to me in his word? Jesus himself explained his passion and entrance into glory as the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. Jesus came and revealed to them what they should have known and should have understood, because he was there long enough with the disciples to share with them what was going on. Ministers and preachers and laypersons and theological seminary students are studying God's word and revealing what's going on, revealing a matter, and we still don't get it. Here's what: if the disciples believed the scripture, they would not have been so sad or confused. We're so concerned and worried about the tribulation period and the great tribulation and who's in charge and not what's going on after all of that, because where we're headed is far greater than what's going on right here, right now. They were sad and they were confused about what they thought was the end, but there is no end when you are in Christ. Let me put this and make it plain. There is no end, period. You got to get this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everything that God made will remain. Everything that he put together will remain. A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, and a new you. The Lord was making everything new. But one thing you got to remember, you can't stay the same way and be considered new. Here's what I love about the Lord. When the Lord makes you new, you don't age. You don't, you know, that new car that we have, that Mercedes, that Lexus, that Benz, I don't care. It can be a 2019, but once it moves out of the dealership, it's a used car. But one thing we know about the Lord, when he makes you new, you can move from one place to the next place, and you won't ever age, because the Lord is making you new. You are in a mint condition, and your mint condition will never change, because the Lord says, I'm making you new. The same thing with this earth. When he makes the earth new, the earth will never change again. But right now, the earth is aging and getting old. But when the Lord makes it new, it won't change. And when the Lord says, I'm making a new Jerusalem, because the old Jerusalem got messed up every time they tried to make it something, tore it down. But the Lord says, I'm going to make a new Jerusalem, and it won't change, because it's going to be everlasting. But what's great about it is that when the Lord gets to you and I, he said, I'm going to make you new too, because you will never change. So why get confused and sad as these disciples were? Scripture says, as they approached the village, they were going, and Jesus acted as though he was going farther. In other words, in our days, we said, we just faked them out. They were all just casually having a conversation. You know, when preachers get together, we talk a lot, and we get carried away, and we might miss a door that we should have went in, because we all caught up in God's word. And so here was the Lord talking with his disciples, and he said, as they were going forward, it looked like he was going farther, but they urged him, saying, stay with us, for it is getting towards evening, and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. In other words, Jesus gave the two disciples the opportunity to practice hospitality. Gave them an opportunity to practice hospitality. On yesterday, Sister Patrick did something for YOA.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church. You know.